Titles appear in A Blue Sky, Emma Roberts, Norm Macdonald, The Flight Before Christmas. You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. This service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Described by Matthew Warren Lane and Justin Soule. Read by Gailey Heidemann. As a team of distant reindeer does a fast loop, something falls out of the sleigh.
Guys, we lost Santa. That's better.
They catch Santa.
Julius, look, it's Santa's flying forces.
Not again.
A young deer runs with a flying squirrel on his head.
Be careful.
The young deer hoof skates over ice and gallops up a snowy hill following Santa's team. A buck on the ground avoids the zippy youngster.
Nico, look out!
Nico bumps a deer face first into the snow.
Darn kid!
The flying reindeer do corkscrews, then pierce a cloud, which reshapes into a star atop a tree-shaped cloud. The squirrel Julius pipes up.
I believe you can fly. Now show me that you believe it!
Nico narrows his eyes.
That's my boy! Don't think! Believe! Believe! Believe!
Nico bounds downhill and leaps off of a ledge.
I don't believe it.
I almost flew this time, didn't I, Julius?
You sure did, Nico. You sure did.
Hey, Nico, was your daddy a chicken?
Because you fly like a chicken.
My dad's on the flying forces.
Yeah, and my dad's Santa Claus.
Just you wait, or I'll...
Julius stands between Nico's horns.
Remember how we deal with bullies? Chin up. And just
ignore them.
My dad's a three-legged moose.
Yeah, and my daddy's a four-headed...
A snowball clobbers each bully.
Now that's ignoring.
Later, Nico lies on his back pretending to fly. Julius polishes acorns.
I don't get it, Julius. If Dad's really on the flying forces, why can't I fly like him?
No one knows exactly why Santa's flying forces have the gift of flight.
Maybe those boys are right. Maybe my dad isn't one of the flying forces.
You're 10 times as brave as those boys. Just pretend that they're not there.
You're right, Julius.
Thank you.
I'll go practice flying at Antlers Hill where they can't see me.
Hey, that's not what I said.
Come back here.
A doe smiles.
Anyone heard you talking about going to Antlers Hill for flying practice?
You going to Antlers Hill for flying practice?
Antlers Hill? How many times have you been told, Nico? Sneaking out of Home Valley is strictly forbidden. We're only safe here in the valley as long as the wolves don't know it exists. That's why no one leaves Home Valley.
Yes, Dad.
The stern buck strides off.
See you tomorrow at Antlers Hill.
Nighttime. Paw prints trail through the snow.
I'm sure I was supposed to take a right back there, and then a left, and then another left.
We catch up to a pink poodle.
That means I should be back at the tourist bus right about... now.
The poodle stands alone among dozens of snowy pine trees, now with Nico.
Tell me about Dad again.
Okay.
Julius gathers pine sprigs.
Your dad was the handsomest reindeer in Santa's flying forces.
That must be where I get it.
It was the day after Christmas, and I went out on my own looking for moss. Suddenly, the flying forces landed right in front of me. Santa's sleigh had broken down.
And what happened then?
That's when I met your dad. He was a real daredevil, and once he'd fixed the sleigh... he took me for a spin.
Nico imagines.
It was magical, flying through the clouds, high above the valley. But then he had to leave. After that, I never saw him again.
If Daddy was so great, how come he never came to visit his son?
Well, he never knew Nico here would be born that very next spring.
Who could know?
But why didn't you go and tell him?
Because he lives with the flying forces in Santa's Fell, and no one knows the way there.
Don't you miss him?
No. I have one man in my life, and he's quite enough.
The doe and her son nestle in a cozy bower under low pine branches blanketed with snow. Elsewhere, wolves face a cave resembling a fanged open mouth. As a nightmarish black wolf emerges, a scarred gray wolf reports in.
More bad luck, boss. No reindeer anywhere.
Reindeer. We need food.
A skinny wolf chimes in.
I've got an idea, boss. One word. Moss.
The skinny wolf shows fluffy moss in his mouth.
Huh? Reindeer eat moss, we eat reindeer. I'm simply cutting out the middleman. Please yourself.
Go out there. Find food. Find reindeer.
Daytime. Nico bounds off a ledge, then drops. The doe looks on.
Thought I'd find you here. What do you have to say for yourself, young man?
You've got to help me. I've been making a fool of myself all morning.
None of that. It's dangerous out here. Straight back to Home Valley with you.
Please?
Oh, all right. But only for 1 minute. Maybe you don't have to fly. Maybe you could glide. It's really just falling, but slower.
Hey, I'm great at falling.
Good. Now, climb to the top of that tree and...
Are you crazy? Huh? Reindeer don't climb trees. That's just dumb.
Wow. Are you really gonna do it?
Oh, yeah. And don't try and stop me.
Now the scarred wolf and the skinny one sniff around, then look up. Meanwhile, Nico scoots atop a tall, gnarled tree. As he walks out on a limb, Julius gives a thumbs up. Nico gawks as the branch snaps. His hoof gets caught on the jagged break, and he dangles upside down.
No wonder reindeer have been so hard to find.
What are you on about, Specs?
They started living in trees.
The doe smiles.
Don't worry, Nico. I know you'll fly one day.
Really? You think so?
Sure.
Nico sees the two wolves.
Wolves!
Nico and the doe flee. Julius nails the scarred wolf with a snowball, then dive bombs him with two pine cones, which lodge in the wolf's nostrils. The flying squirrel glides, escaping the wolf's snapping jaws. As the wolf gives chase, Julius glides under the skinny wolf. Specs looks up and sees his furious friend on a collision course. The wolves tumble in the heap.
Look where you're going, boys!
Julius slams into a tree and slumps onto a branch. Now in Home Valley.
Wolves! Wolves! Wolves!
What's going on?
Wolves! We saw them!
Nico, I thought I told you that...
Are you sure they didn't follow you?
Yes, Grandpa. We lost them.
Are you absolutely certain?
The wolves spy on the herd.
Black Wolf will be pleased. Come on, Specs. Let's eat!
You go ahead. I'm stuffed. Just had some moss.
The doe's father calls out to the herd.
Defensive formation!
The youngsters flee. The doe's father and the wolf leap at each other, knocking heads. Now Nico and the doe look back and see the buck escaping.
Dad! Come on! Hurry up!
The buck rams through a tree trunk and the upper half falls on top of the wolf in a heap. The buck lands heavily and lies still.
Dad! Come on!
On the other side of the heap, the wolf's head is stuck in the snow.
Hey, you let him get away.
Bex watches his partner's rear end wiggle and strain. Now Julius glides along and rejoins the herd.
Nico, thank goodness you're okay.
The doe helps her father.
What's going on?
The buck's in a daze.
Who left the valley and led the wolves to us?
Nico's grandfather and the herd eye Nico.
I was sure they didn't follow us.
Flying practice again, was it? Look what your silly dream has cost us. Our home, and very nearly our lives.
As Nico hangs his head, the doe's father stands.
We have to keep moving. Where to? I do not know.
Now Nico follows the herd and his mother through heavy snowfall.
I don't know what to do with the boy, Julius. He just doesn't listen.
He'll grow out of it, Miss Una.
From now on, there will be no more mention of his father or of flying lessons.
Nico overhears, then sees the doe's father limping.
If only I hadn't gone with Nico, then we'd still have a home.
I don't want you playing with Nico again. Next time, you might bring death to us all.
Nico's ears droop, and he bows his head heavily. He turns around and plods away from the herd. Now Julius clings to a leafless branch atop a tree and looks around. He peers down at Nico's mother and the herd and glides to the ground.
No wolves to be seen. Where's Nico?
Nico!
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 Nico! Nico, where are you?
Nico's gone.
Nico?
We have to go back and find him.
I'm sorry, Una, but we must continue. Otherwise, the wolves will track us down.
Please, Dad. We have to find Nico.
I'm not leaving without my son.
No one leaves the herd. What if the wolves find your tracks?
He's right, Miss Una. This is a job for me. I can avoid the wolves by flying and spot the boy from the air.
Julius leaps off a tree.
You must promise to bring him back, Julius.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Later, he surveys the sunny forest.
Nico! Nico!
He tracks a trail of hoofprints and follows them. He spots Nico ahead and waves.
Nico, wait!
Julius lands beside him.
So, where are we going?
I'm going to Santa's Fell. I'm spending Christmas with my dad.
Great idea.
Really? You think so?
Sure. Only, well, there is one small detail. Nobody knows where Santa's Fell is. So, why don't we go back to the herd and ask around, and maybe someone might know.
I know where it is.
Really?
The flying forces always disappear behind that big fell on their way home.
Hey, so does the moon, big guy.
It means Santa's Fell must be on the other side of it.
Nonsense. I have to be strict with you, young man. I'm drawing this line here. And if you cross it, I will...
Nico crosses it.
Fine. But you're on your own, Nico. I'm leaving. You hear that? That's me, leaving. Leaving, leaving, leaving!
Good.
Oh. Then again, Santa's Fell. Are you kidding me? I've always wanted to go there. Lots of toys, right? And elves. Who doesn't love elves?
Elsewhere, the pink poodle stops near a boulder as big as a house. Huge paw prints lead across the snow.
Doggies! I'm saved!
Meanwhile...
How do you lose a whole herd of reindeer?
Well, those reindeer are meanies, boss. I mean, look at poor Smiley. They nearly crushed him to death.
What I need is a miracle with this lot.
Oh, am I glad to see a friendly face.
Huh?
Hi, how do you do? I'm Essie. Nice to meet you. You would not believe what I've been through. One minute I'm minding my own business while the owners go skiing. Next minute it's like, hello, where are all the signs? I must have been wandering around for days. Be a sweetheart and fetch me some water. I am dry as a bone. Is he a little simple in the head? Poor Pooch.
Black Wolf leaps down to Essie.
You're no Pooch. You're a wolf.
Sweet and tasty.
He bares his claws and teeth. Shaking icicles draw their attention upward.
I hate it when they do that.
But the flying forces are nice and don't eat anyone. They help Santa bring presents to all the children. And if you stop being naughty and become nice, Santa might give you a job too. And then you'll get plenty of food. Much better than eating me. Right?
Heavenly light shines on Black Wolf.
Flying forces. Santa Claus. Presents. That's it.
As Black Wolf stops imagining, he finds his fellow pack members eyeing Essie hungrily.
Nobody touches the marshmallow. She's given me an idea. She's our lucky charm. We're moving out. Next stop. Santa's Fell!
Now Nico files through an old evergreen forest. Julius rides between his horns.
Wow! Almost!
Nico finds a weasel dangling by its foot from a forked branch, trying to reach a berry cluster.
Yeah! Ain't no point in looking back, so they tell me. Though I know this to be true, I've been tossing and...
Are you okay, madam?
Miss Wilma... And yes, I'm fine.
But you're trapped.
I'm not trapped. I'm just resting.
What?
Nico bites the branch, bends it, and lets it spring, the weasel free. Julius catches the berry cluster.
What did you have to go and do that for?
Hey, we just saved your life.
Exactly. Now I have to save both your lives before we're even. This is just great. I'm already late for a big gig in the South.
And you thought hanging upside down was going to speed things up?
Maybe I'll just have to save his life twice.
She steals a berry out of Julius's mouth.
Don't worry, Wilma. You don't have to save our lives.
We're heading north anyway.
That's west, Captain Compass. That's north.
She points with a now berryless twig and hands it to Julius.
That's west, Captain Compass. That's north.
He pitches the twig as they move on. Now on a snowy field.
You know, Nico, that foolish weasel can teach you one important lesson. Those who can't read nature will be beaten by nature.
Read?
That's right. Take that cloud over there, for instance.
A tiny wisp.
What could that mean?
That a storm is coming?
Nico sees dark clouds.
A common mistake. No, that particular type of cloud is harmless. What it means is...
A blizzard hits.
No need to be afraid, Nico! It's just a gust!
Julius loses his grip on Nico's horn.
It'll blow over! Before you know it!
He loses hold of Nico's tail.
Julius!
He blows away.
Julius! Julius!
The strong wind twiddles Nico's ears and snow collects on his body. Daytime. The wolves cross the field.
I'm hungry.
And I'm sick and tired of walking.
Black Wolf stands by a snowy stump, which opens two eyes.
Listen up, men. For years we've been forced to hunt and scavenge for our next meal. Well, no more. Thanks to our new lucky charm here.
Hey, go on, Essie.
I have had an idea that will change our lives. We're going to Santa's Fell. And we're going to feast on his flying reindeer.
Still hidden, Nico blinks nervously.
And by eating our enemies, their strength will become ours. You will be Santa's flying wolves.
Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree, but if you eat Santa's reindeer... Don't you think he might just be a little bit upset?
True. That's why we're gonna eat Santa, too! And I'll take his place. Just think of all the delicious little boys and girls waiting for me to visit. Next stop, Santa's Fell!
The shrill sound makes Nico's snowy shell crumble away.
I was just leaving.
Get him.
Nico scrambles away and four wolves chase him, now on a long cliffside ledge.
Nico! Nico! Where are you?
Nico comes running.
Nico! Boy, am I glad to see you!
The wolves gain on him.
Can't I leave you alone for 5 minutes? You're gaining on us! Faster, Nico!
You're fine! Save yourself!
I'm not leaving you alone again! You only make things worse!
Nico ducks down a passage. As the wolves run past the opening, Black Wolf stops and faces it. Now Julius rides between Nico's horns. They come to a dead end.
No!
Uh-oh.
Black Wolf and his pack stalk closer.
The reindeer knows too much. No survivors.
Nico backs away. Smiley and the others move in.
Ma! Public!
Wilma stands high above them.
My first number is guaranteed to bring the house down. Well, there's something that I wanna say. And there's something that I gotta do.
Oh, goody, I love a good knee's up.
Really? Me too.
Specs brushes off a boulder.
This seat's free, miss.
Singing on the snowy overhang, Wilma pokes through here and there, leaving numerous holes. Specs and Essie sway. Black Wolf glares.
'Cause baby, I miss you.
She gives a triumphant hop. Jagged cracks spread along the overhang. Far below, Essie and Specs, Nico and Julius, and Black Wolf all gawk.
As the overhang loosens, the wolves run. Wilma limbers up as the snow chunk descends with her still on it. She does a swan dive ahead of the avalanche and body surfs onto Nico's horns.
I'll drive, old-timer! Jump high, reindeer boy!
As Nico leaps, the head of the avalanche passes, and he lands on a chunk of snow, which he rides like a surfboard. Now the avalanche catches up to the running wolves. As Julius and Wilma ride between Nico's horns, the snowslide rages down the passage. Black Wolf faces it. He plants his huge claws in the snow, tucks his ears, and closes his eyes as it hits. Nico shoots from the gap in the cliff, then skis on his hoofs.
The tree! Watch out for the tree!
Wilma steers with his horns.
I see it! Backseat drivers.
Now Nico speeds under fallen trees on his belly, then gets back up on his hoofs.
Yeah!
Wilma steers them to a fallen tree that's angled like a jump.
Here we go!
Nico skis backwards, peering between his legs, and takes the jump in slow motion. He does 1.5 spins and lands on his hoofs, facing forward. As he carves a sharp turn to avoid a boulder, Julius goes flying. The squirrel swings around on a branch like a gymnast, then hits the snow.
Huh. Phew. I can't believe I got out of that without a single scratch.
A pine cone hits him on the head. Now in the passage, Black Wolf punches through the avalanche layers.
The reindeer boy must be destroyed.
By night, the wolves lead Essie across a log bridge, and the northern lights shimmer in the sky. Morning.
Well, there's something that I want to say.
And there's something that I gotta do. Even got to have my knees to pray. Baby, I miss you. Just baby, I miss you.
Leading her two friends, Wilma dives in and out of the snow.
Yeah.
Nico brightens and races ahead. Julius frowns and slouches. The travelers face a towering peak that disappears into the clouds.
We did it! Yay!
Woohoo! Come on, we have to hurry. It's Christmas Day tomorrow.
Later, at the foot of the towering peak, a high-arched cave glows green. Light snow falls around Wilma, Nico, and Julius.
The entrance to Santa's Fell. Said to be haunted and full of deadly traps at every turn. No one who has gone in there has made it back out alive.
Inside, stairs of glowing green ice line a wall above a sheer drop-off.
Watch the step, guys.
The entire step breaks free and plummets. It shatters on the way down.
That's it. Nico, I'm not letting you go one step further. You go on, Wilma. Find his dad and tell him the boy says hello. Nico and me will stay right here.
Nico leaps the gap in the stairs and joins Wilma on the other side. Outside, Essie and the wolves arrive at the glowing cave entrance.
After you, Marshmallow.
Black Wolf hip-checks Essie to the front. Back inside, Julius strains to hoist himself onto a rocky ledge. Nico gives him a boost, then climbs up himself.
Boys, this is it. The place where dreams come true.
Fancy double doors swing open to reveal a glittering village.
Wow. Up there is Santa's factory.
Look at that.
And that's the Flying Forces Airport.
I'm going to meet Dad.
You know, Nico, people aren't always exactly the way you think they are.
I know exactly what Dad is. A hero.
No, but he...
What Nutboy's trying to say is, well, sometimes heroes turn out to be just like everyone else.
My dad's not like everyone else.
Nico heads for a runway lined with torchlit posts.
Maybe we should come back after Christmas. Nico!
Nico arrives on the runway and looks up at the star-filled sky. Santa's flying forces approach.
Stay sharp, men.
Christmas is no time for fun. Well, it is, but you know what I mean.
Dasher?
I'm not in the mood for interruptions, Comet.
But Dasher!
You too, Blitzen.
The team lands and swerves to avoid Nico. The practice sleigh swings out and topples three torches. A Santa dummy slides into a lamppost.
That has got to hurt.
Nice work, guys.
We almost broke Santa.
A lantern drops onto the dummy and it catches on fire.
Hey, what's the bright idea, kid? Standing on the runway?
Are you trying to ruin Christmas?
No. My dad, I wanted to...
Do you have any idea who we are?
Of course it does. Everybody knows the Flying Forces.
We're reindeer, we're not horses. We're Santa's Flying Forces. Ho, ho!
Guys, seriously. It's starting to get annoying. Now, let's just hear the kid out.
The wolves. They want to eat you and Santa.
Thanks, kid. But there's nothing to worry about. No wolf has ever made it through the labyrinth. Why don't you come and get that imagination something to drink in the mess hall?
Back in the ice cave, Specs and Essie lead the pack. Specs steps on a hidden trigger pad, and a wall of ice drops down, blocking their path. The startled wolf jumps and triggers a second pad. Another wall of ice drops behind them, trapping them. Now Dasher brings Nico into a barn with saloon-style doors. The reindeer gather at long tables.
Hello, boys!
Wilma!
Okay, boys, have I got a song for you?
She leaps onto a jukebox.
Bring it on!
Hit it!
The reindeer sing. Wilma bumps Julius aside with her hip.
Hello, fellas. We know you're heroes and you can fly so high. You all make Christmas a special time. Now one of you will get a surprise. Yeah, a real big surprise. That's what I'm saying. Is the Dasher so strong and wise? Or is it Cutie Cupid with his dreamy eyes? Is it Vixen or even Blitzen? Come on, Prancer, don't you tell me no lies. Listen, fellas, this boy has come a long way today. And one of you share the same DNA. Yeah, one of you is Nico's daddy.
The what?
So tell me, who is Nico's daddy?
The Flying Forces Ranger gape at Nico.
She's right. One of you is my dad. Do any of you remember taking a young lady reindeer flying one Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, kid. This is the world-famous Flying Forces you're dealing with.
Flying fools, if you ask me.
Her name was Una, from Home Valley.
Nah, don't ring a bell.
I was so sure.
Santa's Flying Forces. Ha! None of you deserve to be this boy's father. Come on, Nico. We don't need these guys.
Julius marches for the door.
There is one way we can settle this. The ability to fly is only passed from father to son. If Nico can fly, then we'll know one of us is his father.
Now Nico peers over the edge of the runway platform, which stands as high as the clouds.
Imagine you're a shooting star in the sky. Don't give in to your fear. If you get scared, your power of flight disappears. You're not here to fall, Nico. You're here to fly.
The young reindeer narrows his eyes. The others make way for him as he walks a few yards back across the runway.
It's doable.
Do it.
Yeah. You can do it.
You can do it. Go on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go, kid.
Nico gets set for a running start.
No! I'm not letting you do this.
You mean you don't believe I can do it?
Yes. No, honey.
I don't need your help, Julius.
He knocks his guard into the snow and flicks him aside with a hoof. Santa's Flying Forces cheer Nico on as he runs for the end of the platform.
Hey, you will fly. Believe you can and you will fly. Believe you can and you will fly. Believe you can and you will fly.
He leaps off the edge and glides in midair.
No!
Nico looks down, then flails.
Oh, no!
He plummets.
Nico! Nico!
Dasher dives out of sight below the runway. You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR. Dasher hovers back into view with Nico cradled in his antlers. He gently sets him down on the snowy runway.
Nico! Are you hurt?
You were right, Julius. I couldn't do it.
Whew!
Well, he tried. Don't feel bad, kid.
I guess my dad wasn't one of Santa's reindeer. He was just a coward like me.
Santa's flying forces head back toward the village under the light of a full moon. Later, Nico, Wilma, and Julius trudge up a lamplit path, leaving tracks in the snow.
I know it feels bad, Nico, but when we're back home, things will look better.
I don't want to go back home. I wanted to fly. You always said you believed I could do it, but you lied.
I was just being cautious.
You didn't want me to come here.
Of course I did.
You didn't want me to find Dad.
Nico.
You didn't want me to fly.
Lower your voice.
Guys.
You ruined everything.
I forbid you to.
You can't forbid me anything. You're not my dad. I never want to see you again.
Nico! Wait!
As Wilma runs after him, Julius stays behind, blinking sadly. Now in the cave, Black Wolf leaps onto the wall of ice with his claws but slips back down. The others watch him curiously. Light glows through a crack. Bits of ice chip off the wall. Meanwhile, Nico sees a lamp shaking. The cave door bursts open.
Wolves!
Oh no!
As the wolves charge, Nico and Wilma turn tail and run.
Hurry!
A moping Julius looks up and sees the commotion.
Go!
Nico and Wilma race over to the other reindeer.
Wolves! The wolves are here!
Now, Nico, I've told you no wolf has ever...
Wolves!
The pack leader leaps down into the practice sleigh.
Men, assume flying positions.
There's a new Santa in town.
Black Wolf puts on a floppy red Santa hat.
Why don't they fly away?
They're too scared. They've lost the belief.
Whoa, hey, nice wolf, come on. Hey, down boy, not the face.
With his claws, the pack leader swats Prancer into a bin of presents.
Christmas dinner is served.
A snowball hits his head. Standing on Nico, Wilma wipes off her paws.
You're supposed to be dead. I'll give you something to laugh about.
Nico takes off running.
Ah!
Black Wolf gives chase. The other reindeer scatter. The wolves bound after them. Nico bounces off a lodge's door, dodging their leader.
Nico!
Wilma jumps into Black Wolf's snout. She pulls the Santa cap down over his eyes, and he charges straight into a snowdrift. Nico dashes into the mess hall. Black Wolf yanks his head out of the snow. He notices the mess hall door swinging. Now he pushes inside. He sniffs around. Nico watches from high above. As the reindeer backs away across a thick tree branch, his hoof slips and knocks loose a chunk of bark. Black Wolf's yellow eyes lift to Nico, who hops to some higher branches. Julius enters. He sees Black Wolf climbing after Nico. The pack leader shakes the tree. Nico starts to slip.
Leave him alone! Don't worry, Nico. I'll take care of him.
Julius flings two pine cones. Black Wolf catches them in his mouth and spits them back out like blow darts. One knocks the squirrel away. He lands in the bin of presents. Black Wolf continues climbing after Nico. Julius comes too as Wilma evades another wolf.
Nico!
Just relax, Prancer.
Prancer's front half is still buried in the gifts.
You gotta help him! You can fly!
I can't see them, so they can't see me.
Julius jabs him in the rump with an icicle and he flies into the air. Nico clings to a thin branch with his teeth.
No one to help you now, reindeer boy.
Prancer flies toward him with Julius clinging to his stubby tail. Black Wolf watches them pass, climbing higher. Nico releases the thin branch. It snaps at Black Wolf but stops inches from his nose. Meanwhile, his pack corners the other reindeer. Prancer swoops in, tumbling wildly, and takes the feet out from under all but one of the wolves. Looping around, he crashes on Smiley and knocks him out as well.
Nico needs help! Save him!
We...
We can't even save ourselves.
That boy braved rivers, wolves, and blizzards to meet you, the flying forces. He thought you were the bravest, most heroic reindeer in the world. He believed in you. Well, was he wrong? Are you the world-famous flying forces who never give up, no matter what? Or just a bunch of frightened horses?
Dasher slips off the edge of the runway. Julius gives a startled gape. Smiley chuckles as the rest of the wolves recover. Julius dives after Dasher, then reappears atop the reindeer's head as he flies back up. His head held high, he towers over his fellow flying forces.
We're reindeer. We're not horses.
We're Santa's flying forces. Ho-ho!
Now Black Wolf chases Nico up to the very top of the pine tree. Its thin trunk bends under the weight of the reindeer, who eyes the ground far below. Black Wolf swipes at him, and Nico hops out of the path of his claws. The bough breaks, and the reindeer falls. The sleigh swoops by and catches him.
Nico!
Julius!
The flying forces smile back at them. The sleigh jolts. Black Wolf clings to the back.
Hold on, Nico.
Colorful lights beam around them as they fly at super fast speed. Cornering Nico, Black Wolf unleashes his claws.
End of the line for you, reindeer boy.
Julius drops down to a hook, clamping two sleigh sections together.
Julius! No!
I've always believed in you, Nico.
As he kicks it loose, Black Wolf swipes him off his feet. The tail section of the sleigh tumbles free and they plummet out of view.
Julius!
Nico leaps after them. Black Wolf clutches Julius near his jaws.
At least I won't go on an empty stomach.
Leave him alone!
Nico plucks the flying squirrel from his grasp. As Black Wolf drops into the clouds, the Santa hat billows off his head. Nico hovers in midair.
You did it, Nico! You can fly! You can fly!
Zooming ahead, he loses control and finds himself heading straight for a cloud. He safely passes through it. The Santa hat tumbles past him, drifting lazily through the clouds. It lands on the runway right in front of Smiley. Nico drops into view.
Boss?
The other reindeer back him up.
What do we do now?
Smiley digs under the snow and grabs a mouthful of moss.
Who needs reindeer when you've got moss?
He chokes it down and pounds his chest.
Run!
Nico chases the wolves away.
Good work.
Thanks. Prancer, is it?
Well, actually, you can call me... Dad.
Nico startled, sending Julius tumbling.
You're my dad?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Now in the mess hall, the other reindeer knocked back drinks in small buckets.
Hey, fellas, a big cheer for my son, the hero. He's a jolly good reindeer.
On a high story track, Julius salts over to Wilma.
Ho, 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 man. Santa's ready!
Now the doors of a shed slide open, spilling out light as Nico looks on. Santa's flying forces come out, treading on air. They've harnessed to a curvy red sleigh filled with an enormous green sack. They pause just outside the shed and hover. Nico watches wide-eyed.
Oh, wow!
Santa strides up.
So, you must be Nico.
Yes, sir.
I hear you've had quite a time. I've had a word with the boys, and they tell me you may be able to do me a little favor.
Huh?
Nico brightens eagerly. Later, the sleigh swoops gracefully over clouds and arcs toward an enormous full moon. Harnessed in with the other flying reindeer, Nico looks down.
Oh, wow!
Wispy clouds drift over the snow-covered woods. Nico beams at his father beside him, then glances back at Wilma and Julia sitting at the front of the sleigh. The squirrel waves. As Nico looks away, Julius hangs his head sadly. Prancer turns to his son.
Listen, kid, I'm sorry about earlier. You know, not telling you right away. I guess I was...
Scared?
No. Santa's reindeer don't get scared.
When Christmas is over, Dad, we can go back to the herd, and you'll meet Mom again, and Grandpa, and we can all live together.
Oh, of course. That'd be just great, but we need to practice flying every day. You know, race over the Alps, shoot up to the moon.
Julius pats Wilma's knee. He opens his wing flaps and glides up to Nico.
I have to go back home now, Nico. I'll tell your mother you're all right.
Huh?
I know you'll be the best reindeer in the flying forces.
Julius, wait.
Just like you always dreamed of.
No, Julius, come back.
Goodbye. Son.
He sinks out of view. Wilma walks up beside Nico.
Why did he leave, Wilma?
I have a feeling he didn't want to get in the way.
The young reindeer blinks his sad eyes. Continuing its path toward the moon, the sleigh leaves behind a trail of glittering pixie dust. Now Julius addresses the reindeer community.
Nico can fly and has joined Santa's flying forces.
We don't have time for your stories, Julius. They don't put food in our mouths.
I trusted you to bring my boy back.
I believe you, Julius. Do you think Nico's happy?
Sure. I've never seen him so happy.
The young doe turns away sadly and follows the others across the snowy plain.
Hey!
What?
What's that up there?
He flies through their ranks and corkscrews into the sky. Over a hill, Julius trudges away.
Nico! Wow!
He turns back. With Wilma sitting between his short antlers, Nico spirals upward, his ears flapping in the wind. He drops through the clouds, doing backflips, and lands near his mother.
Nico! My little boy! Oh, what happened? Are you all right? Where have you been?
I'm sorry I ran away, Mom.
Nico? Why aren't you with the flying forces?
Because... Well, I...
And they let you fly off on your own? Those irresponsible good-for-nothing...
We're not horses, we're Santa's flying forces! Whoa!
It's them!
I never thought I'd see the day.
Make it snappy, boys.
Hey, Nico. You coming with us?
I went all the way to Santa's Fell to find my dad. But then I realized he was with me all along. I'm staying here.
Julius tearfully hugs Nico's furry leg. Now in a sunny sky, Nico flies with Julius atop his head. He zips around a cloud, carving it into
Nico,
a star shape.
Slow down! Don't ever do that again! What the heck? Do it again!